The Astros taking on the Angels at Minute Maid Park, and the fans always ready for a Dallas Keuchel start. We pick it up, game tied at one in the fifth. Yuliesky Gurriel facing J.C. Ramirez.
And he gets a breaking ball there. Up the middle, base hit in the center field. Bregman around third will score. The Astros take a 2-1 lead. Yuli Gurriel with the RBI.
Evan Gattis, the batter, 0-2. Here's the 1-1. That's hit sharply down the right field line for a base hit. Reddick can walk home. Gattis, an RBI single. 3-1 Astros.
And McCann wants to talk things over with Dallas here, knowing that Espinosa has had some good AABs. And he gets Espinosa for the first time tonight. So now two outs, one pitch away from going 3-7 here, and he gets a called third strike. Maldonado with an argument. Keuchel gets Maldonado looking for the final out. So here's Josh Reddick. 2-2 pitch in the air to right field. Maven to the wall, leaping up, gone! Josh Reddick hits a home run, his first as an Astro, and it's a 5-1 Houston lead.
Dallas Keuchel went 7 innings for the 4th straight start this year. He gets the victory and spoke after the game.
I was trying to get some early contact. It just seemed like everybody was on base. So I was working through some traffic early, but that's a tough lineup, especially with all those righties, and they mix some power and speed in there, and luckily I navigated through some of the big boys, but that wasn't the way I drew it up, but I'll take it, and that was a nice victory for us coming off a loss.
Astros manager A.J. Hinch spoke to the media after the Stros 5-1 win.
That's awesome. I mean, it's when he's at his best. He's controlling contact and you know, the contact strength's not good. The ball on the ground, our defense played really well behind him. But that's when he's at his best. He's commanding the bottom of the strike zone, and they have very little chance to hit the ball in the air when he does that. Yeah, it's you know, the right matchups are going to come at any given time, and I'd made my mind up at 3-1 that Ken was going to pitch to the top of the order, Escobar, Trout, Pujols, and if needed, Marte. So when it got to 5-1, I had him hot, and I wasn't going to change it. That was exactly the pocket that I wanted him to pitch. I couldn't control the fact that it didn't come in the ninth; it came in the eighth. Those guys understand. I mean, I Will Harris was up in the seventh, ends up pitching the ninth. I mean, it's a versatile bullpen that you say 8 or 9 times out of 10 is going to be used in a fashion that everyone's used to. When it's not, it certainly takes notice. But in a couple times a week, then all of a sudden the questions come, but our guys are just trying to get the final 9 outs in this game. Well, they're good. They're a good group, and they've all done everything. So I think they have an understanding of, you know, I try to communicate my best to them. And you know, I know that the best mindset for a reliever is to have somewhat of a defined role. The fact that these guys are versatile, I mean, I literally can call down in the 5th inning, Luke Gregerson will be ready. Will Harris will be ready. Ken Giles will go in the game. So I have good makeup guys that understand, you know, what we're trying to accomplish and have bought in. They all certainly want to close. They all, who wouldn't? I mean, that's sort of where a lot of the adrenaline is. So, like I said, Ken Giles is going to close the majority of the games. It just happens to be this week. There's a couple pockets that I was committed to using him in a different inning. Yeah, so I told him before the game he wasn't going to play tomorrow. And I told him from now on I'm going to tell him a lot that he's not playing tomorrow. And he can have a night like tonight. So you know, he's been really good, and I think he provided a nice little spark for us when we needed it. You know, he's up at the top of the order, near the top of the order, to hit right-handed pitching, and the two-run homer at the end was really big for us to have a little bit of breathing room when the top of the order is coming up.
Josh Reddick with his first home run as an Astro, he spoke after the game.
It was huge, you know, just not just my day in general, just be able to help this team win, drive in runs and score them at the same time. Was a great feeling. Anytime you get behind Dallas, you know it's going to be a really good game and a close game. And you know, he's doing something special right now. And you know, he's happy to do it. And he makes our job a lot easier in the outfield. I felt pretty good in the 6th hole. It just wasn't going for us. And ever since me and Breggs have switched up, it seems to be working out for both of us. But anytime you're hitting in front of Altuve and Correa and Beltran, it's going to make your job a little bit easier, if not a lot easier, because you know those guys are not going to get many pitches, and they're going to try to, you know, come after you and get you out quick so they can focus on their game plan with those guys. Yeah, I mean, anytime you can come out here hot with a new team, it's always special, considering, you know, last year after the trade deadline, I really didn't get as much as I wanted to do out of it. But to come here after, you know, signing the deal, it's definitely a big pick-me-up.
Up next, the series concludes Thursday. Lance McCullers Jr. up against Matt Shoemaker.